Tonight's speaker, Brother Jonathan Chevalier, preacher of the gospel from Washington, D.C. His topic, preach the gospel from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 through 18. All right, at this time, Brother Jonathan, it's your show.
I'd like to thank Brother Brooks for that introduction tonight. I'd like to thank all the brothers, Brother Flunder, Brother Stroud, and also Brother Wiggins for the opportunity to preach the gospel to you tonight. Greetings from the 16th and Decatur Church of Christ in Washington, D.C., where we believe that the Bible is right and every word of the Bible is right. We believe that Jesus came, hung, bled, and died on the old rugged cross, and the blood that was shed, the scourging that took place, purchased his church, his bride, his church, purchased the Church of Christ. And I'm preaching that church until Jesus calls us home. And the scripture that says, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come where men and women will not endure sound doctrine. I'm glad that the Apostle Paul sends something in the young gospel preacher, Timothy. He said that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We believe in everything that the Bible says. In 2 Peter chapter number 1, verses 20 and 21, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. In Revelation chapter number 22 and verses number 18 and 19, for I testify unto every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Verse number 19, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. In the churches of Christ, we have singing, praying, communion, collection, and hearing a lesson. I got a mighty fine lesson tonight, and the subject title is Preach the Gospel. It is Preach the Gospel. I want you to meet me in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verses 17 and verses number 18. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verses 17 and verses number 18, the Bible reads, for Christ did not send me to baptize. In my book, it has a comma, amen. But it says to preach the gospel. Well, what is the gospel? The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection. In your Bible, you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the four different accounts of what they saw of what Jesus went through of the gospel. But it says the gospel, not with wisdom of words. We're not trying to sell you with merchandise. We're just going to preach it how it's written in the book. We're going to preach it like it's in the scriptures. It says, without the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. Because what was the use of Jesus getting up on the cross if I'm just going to preach with wisdom of words or feigned words or counterfeit words? But not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. Verse number 18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is. I want to focus on it. It is a singular. It's not plural, meaning that there's no other. It's by itself. Amen. Who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Amen. Preach the gospel. That's what this great love story of all is talking about. So I want you to turn with me into Mark chapter number 16 and verses number 15. Mark 16 and verse number 15. What is it about preaching of this gospel? Jesus was talking to his apostles, amen, and he said to them, amen, he said, go. Before we even get into the rest, that go word, it's an action word. It means that you must do something. You must go out and to do something. Sometimes in the churches of Christ, we don't like to go anywhere, amen, let alone outside the four walls of the building. But we don't like to go anywhere. But the word of God says in Mark 16 and verse number 15, it says, go into all the world. Amen. It's nothing like living in present 2023 today, where we have these social media platforms, amen, where we can reach specific areas where we can't necessarily meet any other way but using these platforms. But some of us don't even want to use these platforms that God has given us so that we can actually go out into the world and to preach the gospel, not only to some people or just the people that we interact with, or maybe just the people that are in the Church of Christ. But it says to preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. To every creature. So every person that you come in contact with, whether it be on the job, whether it be just out in the town, maybe at Walmart or maybe at Sam's Club, these places that everyone likes to go, it says to preach the gospel to every creature. But remember, we in the Church of the Christ, we don't like to go anywhere, amen, let alone outside of those four walls. But it says to preach the gospel to every creature. That was the first word in the Great Commission. It says to go. So you preachers out there, we must go. Amen. Remember, the title of the lesson is preach the gospel. We must go. That is a command. Amen. I want you to turn with me into Mark 16 and verse number 20. Mark 16 and verse number 20. We have to see what the word of God says about this preaching the gospel. And he says, and they went out and preached everywhere. Remember earlier I said we don't like to go anywhere, but the word of God says to go preach everywhere. Amen. So that's everywhere you go, you must be able to preach the gospel. Amen. It says everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming, amen, the word through the accompanying of signs. I wish I could stay here for a few minutes talking about the accompanying of signs, because some people today, they want to see a sign or wonder or a miracle. But that's not part of my lesson. My part of my lesson is to go out there and preach the word. But he says we must preach the word to everybody, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying of signs. Preachers, we must go out into the world and to preach the gospel, amen, to every creature, amen. Then after that, it said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You must preach to them first, amen. You must preach the gospel to them first, amen. In Romans 1 and verse number 6, this is a favorite one that I know that all the Church of Christ like to quote. It says, for I am not ashamed, amen. I think that in the churches of Christ, we have come ashamed, amen. But it says, not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it. There's that word again. It's singular, amen. It's not plural, amen. It says, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone. Amen. Everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But we have come ashamed because the Bible alone, it's not the power no more. We have these innovations. Amen. We have these new methodologies where the Bible alone itself, it's not the power anymore. Amen. But I'm going to move on from that because somebody chest is probably puffed up. Amen. For it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it, amen, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also to the Greek. But I want to go up to the verse previous to Romans 1 and verse number 16. I want to go to Romans 1 and verse number 15. The Bible says, so as much as in me, I am ready to preach. To my preachers out there, are you ready to preach? Amen. That word ready means that you have done some study. And like 2 Timothy 2:15, it says to study, to show thyself approved, a workman, needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Are you ready to preach the gospel? Amen. Are you ready to talk about what Jesus went through on the old rugged cross? Amen. But it says, so as much as in me, and I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are Amen. I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 9 and verses number 14. 1 Corinthians chapter number 9 and verse number 14. The Bible says, in the same way, the Lord commanded that those who preach, amen, brothers, preachers, to those who preach the gospel should live for the gospel. You preachers of the gospel, you should live by the gospel. What sense or what use am I if I get up in a pulpit, amen, and my life is not representation of Jesus, amen? You have to live a life that customarily for Jesus before you just get up in a pulpit, because you false if you get up there. You've been cussing. You might have been doing some things that you don't necessarily need to do, amen. But in the same way, the Lord commanded those who preach the gospel should live for the gospel. This is a lifestyle, amen. This is not something that I personally take for granted. I'm going to preach the gospel until I can't preach it anymore. But not only am I just going to preach it, I'm going to let my light shine so as well. So when people see me, it's something about Brother Chevalier that represents him of Jesus, because his lifestyle is different. He's just not a preacher that preaches in a pulpit. His lifestyle matches it. Amen. Your lifestyle needs to match it, preacher, especially if you're going to preach the gospel, especially if you're going to preach the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Amen. But in the same way, the Lord commanded that those who preach the gospel should live for the gospel. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 16, just two scriptures up, it says, "For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast, for necessity is laid up on me." When I get in the pulpit, I'm not boasting, amen. I'm talking about what my Lord and my Savior did on the old rugged cross. I'm talking about what it was like to get a scourging, amen, to be beat with a whip, amen, all across the body, amen. I have nothing to boast for. The necessity is laid up on me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. Shame on you preachers if you don't preach the gospel. Shame on you preachers if you don't mention blood on Calvary or on the cross or on the pole. Shame on you preachers if you never talk about what Jesus went through on the cross. I ought to be touching somebody's heart right now, because it's got to be some blood in there, because on the cross, it was all about blood. Amen. That's what this whole thing is about the gospel. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of. For necessity is laid up on me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. You preachers out there, preach the gospel. Take them to the cross. Tell them what Jesus went through. Tell them how he suffered. Amen. In Galatians 1 and verses number 8, it says, "But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." Preachers, preach the gospel. I mean, that's simple arithmetic right there. 1 and 1 equals 2. If you're not going to mention Jesus in the cross, about what he went through, about crucifixion, about blood, about the crown of thorns on his head, then you're going to be accursed. It says, "Let him be accursed," as we have said before. Now, not only did Paul tell you once, he's going to tell you another time. So now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men, or do I persuade God? And my Bible's got a question mark, so that's a question that you need to ask yourself. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? Another question mark. Preachers, are you seeking to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Remember, we are servant of Christ. We do what he says to do. Last time I checked, a servant, he don't have any rights. Amen. So we got to do what the master says to do. And the master says to preach the gospel. He said, go out and tell the world what they did to me on the old rugged cross. Well, if I still please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. Amen. Paul didn't get this word of God by himself. Amen. For neither did I receive it from man, nor was I taught, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Remember the title, preach the gospel. That's a command, amen, to preach the gospel. I want to call on a preacher by the name of Simon. Amen. His name is Simon Peter, which was a preacher of the gospel. Amen. Which was a preacher of the gospel. I want you to go with me in Matthew chapter number 16 and meet me at verse number 13. It says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciple, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. But he said to them, but who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock, on this confession, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And verse number 19, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bound on earth will be bound in heaven. Now, Peter is a preacher of the gospel. He's got the keys now. Meet me in Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 22. Remember, Peter is a preacher of the gospel. Peter is an apostle, amen, chosen by Jesus. It says in verse number 22 of Acts chapter number 2, it says, men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs. I said earlier, I wish I could stay with these signs and these miracles and these wonders, because some people, the word of God, it's not good enough. They need another miracle and a wonder and a sign. But let me move on from that, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know him, being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken him by lawless hands. That means you hung him and you slang him. Hands have crucified and put to death whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord's always before my face, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore, my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Verse number 29. Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you, the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to his flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. That's a death and a burial and a resurrection right there. He, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus, amen, this Jesus, meaning ain't nobody else. I know that's not good English, but ain't nobody else. This Jesus God has raised up, which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heaven, but he is all. He says himself, the Lord said, to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make the enemies thy footstool. Verse number 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely that God made this Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. This is where I want to be, right here in verse number 37. It says, now when they heard this, we got to understand this, amen. Now when we heard this,
the story that Peter just told about how they hung him and they slang him and they beat him with a whip called the flagellum. Stripes all over his body, placed the crown of thorns on my Savior's head, pierced him in the side. He's up there hanging for 6 hours for the world to see. They humiliated my Lord. Now when they heard this, they were cut to their hearts and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter responded, said, repent and be baptize every one of you for the remission of your sins. I want you to, the next preacher I'm talking on, that's a preacher of the gospel, get for me Acts 8 and verses. We're going to start at Acts 8 and verse number 31. We got to see what the word of God has to say about preaching the gospel. The next preacher I'm talking on is Philip, amen. Philip and the unit. We're going to pick up in verse number 31. And he said, how can I unless some man guides me? And he asked Philip to come and sit with him. The place in the scripture where the eunuch was reading, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before a shearer is silent, so open not his mouth. Some of us, when we get into a trial or a tribulation, the first thing we got to do is open our mouth. Amen. Eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus, he didn't even open his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the scripture, preach Jesus to him. Amen. When you preach the gospel, Jesus got to be in the picture. Let me say that one again. When you preach the gospel, Jesus got to be in the picture. And verse number 36, and when you preach Jesus being in the picture, the seeker, which is the eunuch. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water. Amen. Philip didn't even say anything about the water. The eunuch said something about the water. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Philip was a preacher of the gospel. He told them what they did to him on the cross. In Acts 22 and verse number 16, the next preacher I'm talking on is Ananias. Amen. Ananias, verse Acts 22 and verse number 16. The Bible says, and now why are you waiting, Paul? Amen. And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Ananias preached the gospel unto Paul. Amen. He preached it in such a way where he was cut. He was pricked to his heart. Amen. I'm a preacher of the gospel. All my preaching buddies that I hang around, they are also preachers of the gospel. And after they hear the gospel, they want to go down into a watery grave of baptism. You ain't got to beg them. You ain't got to make them. Just put Jesus on the cross. In John 12 and verse number 30, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. The drawing power is not in the man. The drawing power is in the word of God. The drawing power is in the preaching of the cross. Just put them on the cross. That's all you have to do. Preach the gospel, put them on the cross. I got the plan of salvation. I always have it with me. You must hear the word, Romans 10 and verse number 17. I want to go to Romans 10 and verse number 16. Amen. We don't go to this scripture aloud. Romans 10 and verse number 16. Romans 10 and verse number 16. We're going to see what the word of God has to say about this. Romans 10 and verse number 16. The Bible says, but they have not obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who is going to believe the report? What report? How they hung him and slang him and his vesture, where his coat was just dipped in blood. Who's going to believe the report? Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm going to preach the gospel till I can't preach it anymore. And they're going to believe the report because they wrote it in the book. They wrote it in the book. But then after that, verse number 16, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You must hear that word, amen. You must believe in that word, John 3 and verse number 16. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him, not shall not, but should not perish, but have everlasting life. Luke 13 and 3, I tell you, nay, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. And Matthew 10 and verse number 32, the Bible says, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father which is in heaven. And baptism, amen. Some people out there say that baptism is not essential to salvation, but the scriptures tell me otherwise. Romans 3 and verse number 4, let every man be a liar, but the word of God be everlasting. Amen. Right. But in Mark 16 and 16, it says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. In Acts 2 and verse number 38, after the apostle Peter gave that great a sermon on the day of Pentecost, he said, after they told the Jews what they did to him on the cross, they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter responded, he said, repent and be baptized. Amen. Acts 22 and verse number 6, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized. Romans 6 and verse number 3, Galatians 3 and verse number 27, 1 Peter 3 and verse number 21, Revelation 1 and verse number 5, baptism is essential to salvation. And Revelation 2 and verse number 10, to live a faithful life until death, to receive a crown of righteousness. To my visiting audience out there, you can be a member of the Church of Christ by obeying what the Lord says, my friends. If you die in your sins where I am, you cannot come. So you preachers out there, preach the gospel. Talk about what our Savior went through on the old rugged cross. May the Lord bless and may he keep you. Brother Brooks, I turn it back over to you.